Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Fetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. The number is 503-507-3666. Let's get the show started. Today we're going to talk about, I think, something kind of fun. It's where are the best places to live around the Salem-Keizer area?
Yeah, today you're definitely going to want to listen in until the very end on today's show, because we have a variety of things that we're going to talk about, all having to do with where to live in Salem. We're going to talk about some really fantastic neighborhoods that we love in Salem. We're going to talk about towns, outside of Salem that you might want to live in if you're commuting, and like I said, a variety of things having to do with this topic.
Yeah, and I think it's really beneficial, though, after talking with Mariah about why we're doing the show this week. And it's because we get a lot of out-of-state clients, but also for the general public here in the Mid-Willamette Valley, we're needing inventory.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you guys just how much inventory is available. I have the MLS pulled up right in front of me. Mm-hmm. It's on my computer. And we're just going to read the facts of what's happening around us in our local area, because we are viewing everything as a local perspective, because that's giving you guys as our audience the most education and just the what ifs. What if we sold our home right now? What could it get you and why?
Yes. So we will also touch on different price points, like what each certain price points might get you in our area. And as far as like housing prices go, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, though, we have a couple questions we're going to answer. And just to give a little background, we work with quite a bit of out of state, like relocation clients, people moving to our area from all over. And many of them have never been to Oregon, actually, and a lot of them don't even come here until after their house is already closed. And so our goal is to have no surprises. We want to be as open and honest as possible about each area and try our best to fit them in, you know, what neighborhood and area will fit with their particular family. But this is also going to be a really valuable show for anyone that already lives in our area. And you know, maybe you're thinking about moving your family this next year and you just want to know what neighborhoods are out there and what maybe you want to move to a town on the outskirts. And so this is going to be, good for everyone.
Yeah, so very beneficial.
Yes. Okay. So jumping into these questions first and foremost. So this first one is I had a phone call with a client who's going to be moving to Oregon from out of state. And this is a similar type of question that we hear often. So I thought we should address this. So she is going to be working in the downtown Salem area when she moves here. And she doesn't want more than a 20-minute commute in the morning with traffic. What are some good areas that she might want to look into from someone that's never been here's standpoint?
One thing that I think is really cool about Salem is whether you're in Northeast, South, or Central, we have a beautiful pipeline with routes. So if you're South, Southeast Salem, we got Commercial Street. That's going to head you directly downtown, and then it crosses you all the way over to Keizer even. If you're in Keizer, it's going to River Road. It's going to direct you all the way to downtown. If you're in Northeast Salem, you can take a multitude of routes. You can do State Street. You can go 22.
Yeah.
You can Portland Road. There, Silverton Road. There's a lot of alleys that you can take.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty with Salem, I believe. And even if you're in Northwest Salem, your commute, I believe, gets a little bit longer just because you have a bridge involved.
Well, depending on where you're going. Two,
exactly.
So if you're working downtown, West Salem might be a really great option for you because it is just over the bridge from downtown.
Exactly.
And so also we have a lot of people moving to Salem from other states. A lot of them are choosing West Salem specifically because, one, there's lower prices than, say, South Salem. That's going to be the highest average price point.
Yeah.
But you're still going to have those top-rated schools. Just like, you know, other areas of Salem that might be more expensive. So it's a really desirable area because of that. And by the way, as far as schools go, you can go to schooldigger.com and type in Salem, Oregon, and you can like see for yourself specific school ratings for all the schools on the different sides of town. And it's pretty cool. So you might want to check that out if you're thinking about moving, whether you live here or not. But
and to get back to your question, though, for the sake of the drive, a 20-minute drive is what your question was asking.
20 minutes or less is what she wants.
Salem is really connected, and that's what I love about it, because we have I-5 as well, and that gets you from one end, north and south, to the other.
Yeah. Gordon Road does a good job, too.
Amazing. And so that's where, if you're in northeast Salem, you're always going to be connected to some point of an access route to get you downtown or nearby downtown within 20 minutes.
I think what you're trying to say is that you could probably live on any side of town, depending on exactly where you are at in that side of town and how far out you are, and still have a 20-minute commute because how great, Salem is connected. So, okay, next question here is, I'm very interested in relocating my family of four to a new neighborhood with great schools. Originally, I am from Los Angeles, but currently am living in Thailand for work. Several friends recommended Salem, Oregon as one of the options to check out. I am looking for a single family home in the price range of $350,000 to $450,000 with a three-bedroom, two-bath with a basement. What can this buy me right now? Is this realistic in this area? I mean, first of all, $350,000 and what $450,000 can get you is like pretty different right now. It's like a pretty wide range. But
so just in comparison, I have the MLS pulled up right now. If we're going to be doing a three-bed, two-bath search, $350,000 and under for all of Salem. This is all of Salem, northwest, northeast, central.
Let's see it.
You get 10 homes available. And this is $350,000.
And out of those 10, how many are cash only?
So it starts at $199,000. And this is actually a manufactured home, 1,200 square foot, built in 73. And then the first real residential stick build is going to be, it looks like, on Lee Street, and built in 1900.
Wow.
And the condition, that's a cash offer only.
Definitely, not financeable.
So let's scroll through and see what's a financeable home. So the first financeable home starts at $290,000.
And it's likely going to go for a lot over that because that price range is just so,
Yeah, and it's financeable, FHA, conventional, or federal VA, and it seems... It seems doable, but it's tenant occupied.
But is it there? They wanted the three bed, two bath, at least with a basement. Yeah. Is it that?
Yeah, it had a basement.
It did have a basement.
It did have a basement. Okay. It was an older home built in the 1900s.
School,
no. The area is
probably not the best area.
Not the best area. Not the best area. So out of that, we have 10 homes, but let's adjust our price though just a little bit. Let's
let's check
from $350,000. Just like she was asking, to $450,000. Let's see how many more homes are available. Okay. So we go from 10 to 28 homes.
Wow.
So we almost triple the amount of homes available. And this is sticking with the strict three-bed, two-bath rule. And now let's plop in just a basement. Let's see if there's just a basement.
Hmm.
You want to fill the airspace, Mariah? I got a basement going on the search.
Sounds good.
Got anything to say during the search, though?
I'm excited to see what comes up.
Oh,
I'm
my
anxious.
Gosh.
I can't
excited.
Wait. I'm waiting. Yes.
Okay.
We're waiting.
We have four homes available.
Drum roll. Okay.
Four homes. Four homes with a basement. And let's just say that they're not in the best condition.
Yeah.
And
probably
they,
not.
They are, it looks
area.
Like, out of the four, two of them are tenant occupied. So we need 24-hour notices. And...
Yeah.
Who knows when those tenants are willing and able to leave.
So that kind of answers that question in a nutshell, just to give a little insight as to what you can expect with that being your price point and kind of what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what you're working with here. Of course, there's towns outside of Salem, which we'll get into after break and talk more about that.
So let's take the break. A good lead in there, Mariah. All right. Want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about where to live around the Salem-Keizer and surrounding area.
This is a conversation that I have often with relocation clients who are moving to our area. But like everything in this today's show, especially, I think it can be really valuable to people who already do live here and maybe want to make a move as well. So and this is say somebody is getting a job in Salem and they want to know what they don't mind having an hour or less commute. They want to know what are some towns that are out there if they don't want to live necessarily in Salem directly that are on the outskirts, or even people who get a job in Portland and they don't mind an hour or so commute and they want to know like what's out there on the outskirts that's a little bit more affordable, because as you go closer north, you know, the prices do go up quite a bit. So we aren't going to go super in depth on each of these towns. We're just going to kind of touch on them. And so you can kind of just have an idea of what's out there. And something I always tell my clients to do when they're from out of state, and especially when they've never been here, but just in general, is to do like a good Google map search, like look on Google Maps. It'll really help you get an idea of like where this town is in proximity to Salem or Portland or wherever you're working from and what the commute's like and what's around it. So Google Maps is your friend when you're making a move, especially if you don't know the area well. So,
yeah, it is.
Okay, so the first little area that we have is the, I'm going to just stack them all in together, even though they are three separate towns, is Dallas, Monmouth, and Independence. These are going to be closer to the coast than Salem. They're on the way to the coast from Salem. Dallas is the largest of these three towns, but it's still quite a bit smaller than Salem. And you will get find better prices, a little bit better prices in these three towns than Salem because they are smaller.
What I really like about these three towns, Dallas, Monmouth, and Independence, correct? Is they're very community driven, and they also host Western Oregon University.
Monmouth hosts Western
Oregon, so it's a really good community to live in, especially if you're going to school. There are investment properties too, which is really nice because it is a college town, but the communities itself, they really drive themselves home with those school districts. I really believe in Dallas and Independence, the central school district, because they've always been strong when it comes to their academics, but also sports programs. Because of the individuals out there, they really care about the community. And if that's you, those are great areas to be in. It's not necessarily much city as Salem, because Salem is the capital of Oregon, obviously. But they do have downtown areas, and they are beautiful.
And they have everything you need. It's not like a super, super, super teeny town where there's like not a store. Like they have, you know, you got all of the stuff if you wanted to not have to drive.
They both have their own personality.
Yes,
they do. That's what I like
about
it.
That's super true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another thing is it's not a far drive. What would you say, like 30 minutes?
15
max?
Minutes, Independence, Monmouth, and 25, maybe 30 to Dallas to get to Salem.
To Salem. So a lot of people will live in one and commute to the other. I will say if you're someone who's commuting to Portland, that's maybe not as ideal because it's going to be a little further from I-5. So I would say that's probably like the biggest downside to those towns.
But, rural living, lower property taxes, and the overall sales prices are generally going to be lower.
Not as much inventory. Difficult to find something, but I mean, you're low inventory everywhere, so it's nothing new. Okay, next we have McMinnville and Newburgh. This area, you're gonna have wine country out here. McMinnville has a really cute downtown. They're a little closer, a little further north, so you're gonna have, they're not too far from Portland, but you're definitely gonna have better prices. They're smaller towns. You're gonna have more of like a relaxed smaller town type feel.
You're on a main roadway to the coast in those two communities.
Yes. Which is valuable. A lot of people love Oregon because we can do so many cool activities. Especially if you're on the west side of Salem. You get access to a lot of these coastal towns, which is quite pleasant and beautiful. And it's only a 45 minute day trip for you and the family, and you don't have to actually stay overnight, which is cost effective if you're wanting something to do for that day, that weekend. It's really valuable.
I've had clients actually who have moved here from states that like don't have any beaches mm-hmm. choose to live in West Salem specifically because they just want to be a little bit closer to the beach for right. like they plan to go there often because they're so excited about living near it, which we I feel like we take advantage of yeah. that because we're so used to it. But
yeah, we take that for granted.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not take advantage. Take for granted. Okay. So next we have Kaiser. Salem-Kaiser share a school district, mm-hmm. the Salem-Kaiser school district. They're very close. They're almost like, they're not the same. They're two separate towns, but they're right there.
You could call them twin cities
yeah.
in a way.
Yeah, yeah. They're right there. Kaiser is on the north side of Salem. So for people who are commuting to Portland, it could be a great option. It's just a tad bit closer mm-hmm. to Portland. They have the Kaiser Station, but you're also like right there, like very quick drive to Salem, not an issue at all.
Yeah, and that's what I really love about our capital here in Salem is a lot of the sides of towns are connected. You can take the same streets to get to a different part of Salem. Just like with Kaiser, you're going to be taking River Road basically all the way through, and it'll get you to downtown, which is beautiful, which ultimately can get you to West Salem, South Salem, and Northeast Salem. I think the master plan of the city has actually been pretty good, traffic-wise.
Some parts of Kaiser, like some areas, do have a little higher average price point than mm-hmm. other parts of Salem because it's just a desirable place to live and there's low inventory, but mm-hmm. It's a great option. Okay, so next, moving up further north, we have, these are a lot of different towns. We have Tualatin, Tigard, Beaverton, Hillsborough, Lake Oswego, all places to consider and mm-hmm. check out. These are I just had some buyers who are going to be working in Portland that I had check out all of these little places recently when they came to town to see kind of what they liked best. And their feedback was that it felt all of these little towns felt a lot more like California to them than over closer to like Salem in this area.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because there's more traffic. There is more traffic up there. Prices are higher. But they're really, really great. Great towns, depending on what you're looking for.
You are more of a suburb of Portland up there.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah,
for
you're
sure.
a branch away. More concrete, more street lights, more traffic, but more opportunity too as well. Shopping centers.
Lots of shopping, and
you'll get more diversity, I believe, too. Yeah, more cultural experiences, which I believe is pretty important, especially with the food aspects too.
Yes. Okay, so that is all for the towns. Did you have any towns that you wanted to add that I guess I didn't touch on? Silverton, Albany,
Staten.
That's my kind of go-to.
All those areas.
Work in the Mid-Willamette Valley. My go-to is kind of where I grew up too, just because mm-hmm. it's more of a specialty of ours. I grew up in Turner, Oregon, so I'm going to always combine Turner, Almsville, Staten, Cloverdale, Shaw, Sublimity.
Yeah. Lyons.
Yep,
Those are beautiful, smaller towns mm-hmm. that branch off. You can access every one of them through each other. But if that's not good enough, you can always use Highway 22, which how far does Highway 22 go?
Oh, gosh. Highway 22 goes right up to Mill City and all the way over to Central Oregon.
It might be one of the longest highways in the Northwest.
Yeah, it's a great roadway if you want to get over to the majesty and beauty of what we have in Central Oregon. Too.
Exactly. So. Uh-huh. So there's those smaller towns, but once again, inventory within all these littler towns that we are mentioning gets less and less. The price points, they tend to be a little bit lower than if they would be in the city.
I will say also real quick, Albany is a great option if you want a little bit lower price point. Mm-hmm. It's about 15, 20 minutes south of Salem, and I've had a lot of buyers.
You also have Lebanon down there.
Yep.
You know, so there's a lot of great places down south, too. So I think the cool thing about Salem is it's centrally located. He has a lot of great things all around it.
That is very true.
Just before we go to break, I think this is crazy. I just did a quick search. Albany from 350 to 450, 3-bed, 2-bath. There's only 6 homes available.
Wow.
Six to choose from. So if that's you, let's look about getting your own list.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Real Estate with Ryan Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And Mariah, you have some kind of a special place you want to talk about, right?
I do. I have a new listing I wanted to share with everyone. But real quick, first, since we are, I did mention in the beginning, we'd be talking about our favorite neighborhoods in Salem. We're running out of time, so come back next week and we will chat about that then. But for now, I wanted to share a really great opportunity. So this condo is hitting the market. It is in Portland and it is listed at $189,000.
Investor alert.
Dollars. Yes. So it does.
You mean there's something that sells for that price?
Yes. It's a, I believe 750 square feet, two bed, one bath. But it's a solid, simple condo. It needs a little love as far as, I mean, nothing huge and structural, but I mean, some new paint and floras can go a very long way. It's a great first floor condominium unit with a nice open layout, just a simple, affordable Portland condo, which is very hard to find. It has a fenced outdoor patio area, great convenient location, easy access to I-5, close to food, close to shops, good amount of storage space for the square footage size. It has a stackable washer and dryer unit in it. So yeah, come make it your own. You'll definitely want to check that out if you're interested. It would make a great rental.
Yeah, that's a great uh-huh. listing. There's a lot of investors, especially here in Salem, but now that we're in that Portland market for 195, you said
$189,000.
That's going to go by pretty quick. So if that's you, please contact us and we're happy to show that for you.
Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to really touch base though on a quick meeting Mariah and I had actually right before the show. Mm-hmm. We always like meeting up with the lenders because they are keeping us up to date on what's going on in the market, because the buyers are the one controlling this market. In reality, they hold the keys. They have the money mm-hmm. to pay for these houses that are available. And you and I just saw that there's only 28 homes available in Salem total, three bed, two bath. Mm-hmm. And I deleted three bed, two bath to see what else was available. There was only 32 homes available. That is incredible.
Wow.
In between $350,000 to $450,000. And that is a beautiful price bracket to where the majority are mm-hmm. buying within.
Wow.
But he said interest rates, this is not a scare tactic, by the way. Interest rates mm-hmm. are rising slightly. They've reached the 4% now. When Mariah and I just mm-hmm. bought, 5 months ago, we got in at just under 3%, which, I mean, if you just were qualified at a 3.25 and they just raised to a 3.75, you might not be able to purchase the homes you were just pre-qualified for because of your debt to incomes.
Yeah.
That is a huge, critical thing mm-hmm. that we need to understand though in a market such as this, because sales prices are not expected to decrease.
Nope.
Let's take that in. Sales prices are not expected to decrease.
That is what we keep hearing and seeing. Yep.
They're estimated to go up at least 8 to 15%.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 15% this year, guys. So it's going to be a slower level of increase, but they are expected to keep rising. So what that does for you as a buyer is it actually makes it so it's harder for you to purchase a home due to lending restrictions. You might not be qualified if your rates aren't locked in now. And once again, this is not a scare tactic, but this is something to update you with what's happening around us in this real estate market.
Mm.
So if you're looking to purchase a house, please feel free to reach out to us and Warren, excuse me, is going to give you our contact info.
Absolutely, I will. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Veterans Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.